The servant of God, Melchora Tesaco, Virgin Third Order. Peru, the South American country which already honors four canonized saints and one blessed, now has another candidate for beatification and canonization in the person of a saintly native Indian, a member of the Third Order Secular of St. Francis, who lived and died in the 20th century. Her name is Melchora Saravia Tesaco, but those who are personally acquainted with her called her simply Melchorita. She was not quite 56 years old when she died in 1951, and her cause of beatification was officially introduced by a decree of the Sacred Congregation for the Causes of Saints, dated April 13, 1978. Melchorita was born on January 6, 1895, in the little town of San Pedro Nocobayo, in the present district of Groucho Prado, province of Chincha, department and diocese of Ica, Peru. At the time of her birth, the town belonged to the Archdiocese of Lima. Her parents were poor in earthly goods, but exemplary Catholics. Both were secular Franciscans, and her father was the minister, or president, of a fraternity. They taught her the catechism and the usual prayers, which she was eager to learn and to memorize. When she went to school in her ninth year, she was able to help the teacher instruct other children. Her attendance at school lasted only 3 years, but she continued to study on her own and was able to read pious books. In her own way, Melchorita became a lay apostle of the kind envisioned by Vatican II. Her interests, besides helping in the home and weaving hats, lay only in assisting the priest, instructing children in Christian doctrine, exhorting others to receive the sacraments, and attending Holy Mass, collecting funds for a new church, despite insults which she received with humble patience, and helping others in whatever way she could. There was nothing extraordinary in her life, but people could not help noticing the example of the virtues she was practicing in a striking manner. This became evident especially when she was taken to a hospital as a cancer patient on October 1, 1951, by the singular patience with which she bore her sufferings, and by her holy and edifying death on December 4th, 1951. On gratitude. We should give thanks at the end of each day. The saints are outstanding examples of gratitude, some of them devoting their days and even their nights to this holy task. Should we not at least give thanks at the close of each day, manifesting our gratitude for all the benefits God has bestowed on us? Gratitude is a rare virtue, and it is very pleasing to God. Kneel down before the Most High every evening and say with the psalmist, "Let my prayer be directed as incense in thy sight, the lifting up of my hands as an evening sacrifice." Psalm 140. What kind of night prayers do you say? We should give thanks to God when He sends us crosses. We do not know what is profitable to us toward a happy death and everlasting life. We seem to think that everything must always go well with us here on earth. Then, when the night comes, that is, when our good fortune begins to decline, we become dejected and give up. Yet the Apostle says, "Count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations." James 1:2. Why rejoice? Because in every temptation and trial, we must see the kind hand of God, seeking to make us ripe for heaven by means of suffering. In the time of suffering, be courageous to make a sincere act of thanksgiving to God. we should also give thanks at the end of the year. Another year is on its way to closure. Let us thank God that we are still alive. Let us thank God that we have been the beneficiaries of so many blessings for body and soul. Let us thank God that we have been saved from a bad death. Give thanks always for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, to God and the Father. Ephesians 5:20. Prayer of the Church. O God, whose mercy is boundless and whose bounty is in an inexhaustible treasury, we thank thy gracious majesty for all the benefits thou hast bestowed upon us, and we implore thy mercy at all times, that thou mayest not forsake those whose prayers thou hast heeded, but wouldst rather prepare them for the eternal reward. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.